Again, Merry Christmas to you all. This evening, we gather in great anticipation. The whole world waits with bated breath. The longed-for Messiah, the Savior of the world, is about to show his face. In the darkness and stillness of the night, underneath the stars that he created, the Lord of the universe will be born and lain in a manger. Here, now, with eager anticipation, we feel the tension. The tension, all that we've been anticipating this Advent season, is wrapped up in our Mass this afternoon. When Advent began, we were looking ahead to Christ's second coming, at the end of time as our judge. And then, as we neared this sacred night, readings turned towards his birth, and we look at his first coming. And this is exactly why our opening prayer tonight said that just as we joyfully welcome your only begotten Son as our Redeemer, so may we also merit to face him confidently when he comes again as our judge. The two comings of Christ, the one that we celebrate here tonight, and the one that we look forward to at the end of time, these two comings are closely linked. And the link that connects them is Easter. We may wonder, why exactly do we celebrate Christmas? Yes, of course, we celebrate the birthday of our God in human flesh. We celebrate the Creator of all things taking on our very nature. But why? Why did he come in the first place? When Pontius Pilate asks Jesus if he's a king, shortly before condemning him to death, Jesus says, "For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world." The reason for Christmas is Triduum and Easter. The reason we celebrate our Lord's birth is because it was necessary that he become like us, that he take on our human nature, to free us from the reign of sin and death, to redeem us and raise us up to himself so that we could be with him for life eternal. And we hear about this freedom in the Alleluia verse before the Gospel. It said, "Tomorrow the wickedness of the earth will be destroyed, and our Savior will come to reign over us." It's fitting that soon we'll bless the nativity scene, the creche that's just back there. It's not just a snapshot of a moment in time, the nativity scene. No, it's an image that's full of meaning, full of meaning. Recently, Pope Francis called it a living gospel rising up from the pages of sacred scripture. And the images of the nativity scene, they show us so much more than what simply happened this sacred night 2 millennia ago. In this image, we see foreshadowed the reason why he came. And we see the connection between Christmas and Easter. Soon, we'll pray over the gifts, and we say that we know that in these festivities, Christ makes manifest the beginnings of our redemption. Tonight is the beginnings of our redemption, and Easter is the fulfillment. So let's take a look at what are these images that we see in the nativity scene. So I want to ask some of our kids here tonight, what are things that you see when you look at the nativity scene in your house? Yeah. The three wise men. Very good. Do you know what they have in their hands? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Very good. Yeah. What are some other things that we see? Yeah, but Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Yeah. And we see an angel. Yeah, how about you? We see Joseph. Yeah. We see the animals. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Oh. One more here. Yeah. We see the shepherds. Yeah. The animals, yeah. Yeah. We see all, oh, we've got one more. We see baby Jesus, yeah. Do you know where we see baby Jesus? Yeah. So let's, thank you. Thank you all for your help in showing us all of the things that we see. So now let's take a look at these images and see how this scene from Christmas shows us what's to come, shows us why Christ came. First, our Lord appears as an innocent child, as a baby. He's innocent, he's small, he's weak, he's helpless. Just as on the cross, he's the innocent lamb that's slain, and we see him at his weakest. And speaking of the cross, the wood of the manger prefigures the wood of the cross. And just as Jesus was born in the nighttime, under the darkness of night, that foreshadows when, after his crucifixion, for 3 hours, there was darkness across the land. Then we see the Magi, and they bring in their hands gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold for Christ's kingship, frankincense for his divinity, as we used incense here tonight, and myrrh, which is used in burial. Sometimes the nativity scene looks like it takes place in a shed, but there are others where it looks like it takes place in a cave. And certainly throughout the Holy Land, in the rocky regions, there are a lot of caves. And the fact that Christ was born in a cave points to the fact that he will be laid in a tomb, freshly hewn from rock. Just as the one who is the life of the world was born in a cave, so too, when he's laid in a tomb, he brings forth new life, life everlasting. All of these images show why Christ came. He took on flesh so that he could die, and by dying, destroy death itself. But there's one special image in the nativity scene that's unlike all the rest. The other images, they all point to our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection. But this unique image shows how he plans to bring about our salvation. And this image is Christ himself in the manger. The manger. The manger is the place where animals eat. And as we sing in the beautiful carol, Away in a Manger, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The place where animals feed. Christ shows himself as our food. It's in the Eucharist that we experience Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. It's in the Eucharist that we will celebrate here that we encounter our Lord in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And it is in the worthy reception of the Eucharist that we experience the divine life within us. Yes, tonight we celebrate, in a unique way, certainly, the Creator taking on human flesh. But he becomes incarnate every day in the Mass. And by consuming the body of our incarnate God, our own bodies are transformed, and our souls are raised up to God. It's this great gift of God, this daily incarnation, that we experience at the altar that allows us to rejoice with the prophet Isaiah, knowing that we are not forsaken. We are not desolate. Our God delights in us. Emmanuel has come to dwell with us. O come, let us adore him.